As I said, we're going north to south. Our next stop is in Virginia, the Roosevelt Elementary School. Chris Holmes is the fifth grade teacher up there, and here's their report.
Hello, my name is Angelina Frazee. I'm reporting from Mr. Holmes' fifth grade classroom in Virginia, Minnesota. This is our Roosevelt Elementary School phonology for Tuesday, September 19th, 2017. We watched from our classroom window last week as a group of turkey vultures circled high in the sky and slowly made their way south. While crossing the new bridge into Virginia, Nathan watched a group of vultures circle over the mine pit. We still saw hummingbirds at our feeders on the 17th of September. Justin thought he found a monarch butterfly, Calipiter, but when he looked it up in the guidebook, he realized it was just a plain old two-sock moth. Alan and report finding rusty orange and black woolly bear calipiters crawling up the siding of their houses and on the sidewalk, too. The swans are gone from the ponds of Butler Swamp north of town. Jason went hunting on the opener. He shot a grouse but couldn't save the crop to show what the grouse had been eating. It was totally destroyed, and the meat, too. With buckshot, he was going to go hunting again and take a better shot. The heavy rain on Friday made the yellow-black ash leaves fall onto the ground, and now some of those trees are bare. My class dissolved alcohol inky mushrooms and did some artwork with the black ink. Isaac picked apples from the tree in his yard. He chopped them up and put them in a blender and drank the tasty juice. The leftover mashed up part he brought to school for compost day. That is our report for this week. Thank you. Goodbye.
Nice job up there. We always, we know that Mr. Holmes will have those kids observing nature. They get to go out to the school forest very often and do a lot of work there, and they become very adept at keeping their eyes open when they're outdoors. Thank you so much for that.